Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hour two of the show. Lots of Saints and NFL football to talk about. Larry Holder at 9:20. Latavius Murray was on Sports Talk tonight. New Saints running back talking with Zach Streif and Bobby Hebert. We will replay that for you at about 9:32, maybe a little bit later than that. Just putting a bow right now on our college basketball discussion. First, our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Does Will Wade's refusal to deny any wrongdoing concern you? It's online at WWL.com, radio.com app. We're keeping an eye on that Southeastern Central Arkansas game, and Southeastern running away with it now. The 3 seed in the Southland Conference Tournament, 59-39. The Lions line up. They're going to win this one and advance to the Southland Conference semifinals. That means we'll have two area teams in that Southland Conference semifinal is UNO. They won earlier today, 76-72 against Lamar. That was the 4-5 game. New Orleans, the 4 seed there. Other teams in-state losing by a point. The Ragin' Cajuns, Louisiana, don't call them ULL, 70-69. South Alabama eliminates the Ragin' Cajuns. And the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs, great fight against the number 1 seed, Old Dominion, but they fall short, 57-56. ODU advances on there. NFL free agency is here, and Team WWL is covering all the Saints moves for you. You can listen to our Saints free agency tracker every half hour from 6 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. and Saints free agency mashup on Sports Talk with Steve Geller at 5:10 p.m. Brought to you by the Hood Automotive Group. Everything automotive under one hood. Also, be sure you download the radio.com app and make WWL your favorites. And I just got a text from my buddy DePaul saying, hey, I was in my room and all I had to say to Alexa, if you got one of those, Alexa, just say, hey, Alexa, play WWL. It'll come right on for you. It's pretty cool. Technology, it's scary, right? Real-time alerts at the radio.com app if you want to download that. Saints Radio here, WWL, AM, FM, and .com. So the Saints making moves today. We told you second, third wave of free agency. They're going to be active as they weren't active in wave one with all those massive mammoth deals. Teddy Bridgewater back with the Saints. 1 year deal for the 26-year-old worth $7.25 million. And his tweet was an all-timer at TeddyB_H2O. 13 years later, I'm trying to see if history will repeat itself in my favor at some point. Now, what does Teddy mean by that? Well, it was 13 years ago today that Drew Brees spurned the Dolphins and inked a deal to sign with the Saints, although maybe it was the Dolphins who spurned him. And Teddy hoping it repeats himself, and Teddy coming here, seeing his chance to replace Drew Brees, staying here, seeing his chance to replace Drew Brees, the heir apparent. Now, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And I'll just repeat what Bobby Hebert said today, and he's spot on with this. That $7-plus million for a backup quarterback, that is a lot. That is a ton of money, especially when you got Drew Brees on your team. That means they see a future with Teddy Bridgewater here. However, it doesn't mean he is the surefire starting quarterback next year if Drew Brees decides to call it a career. No way. That'll still be a competition in spring and in the summer, I would imagine. Other deals today, Alex Okafor will not re-sign with the Saints. He's going to the AFC West, signs with the Chiefs. 3-year deal worth between $18 and $24 million. 8.5 sacks Okafor had over 26 games here in New Orleans. And really good for Alex Okafor, I mean that. Rejuvenated his career in New Orleans. And I think he's one of the guys that most people across the league would tell you, glad they're getting paid. Because he was a budding star in Arizona, had injury problems there, kind of derailed his early part of his career, had to come here, prove it deals, and he proved it. Was one of the best two-way defensive ends in the NFL, according to Pro Football Focus. And he thought he might be too expensive for the Saints to keep. And indeed, he was. So Alex Okafor moving on. Another big news for the Saints, they're restructuring Drew Brees' contract to free up salary cap space. Steve Geller has that story at WWL.com. Freed up about $11 million. Boost available money after the deal's done at Ando, about $16 million available. However, next year, all that money is going to come due. There's going to be a dead cap hit of $21.3 million for the 2020 season. Not next season, but the year after it. Whether Brees plays or not. You're going to have to pay the piper sometime. That's coming. But this year, free up some space to allow him to get some of these deals done. Also, under the radar, I'm going to ask Larry Holder about this. One of my favorite deals today, Malcolm Brown, former first-round pick of the New England Patriots, just 25 years old, defensive lineman, defensive tackle, and the Saints ink him to a three-year, $15 million deal. Extremely durable, provides some pass rush on the interior, which you know is critical right now in the NFL, and provides them depth when you don't know what's going to happen with Sheldon Rankins recovering from surgery on his torn Achilles. David Onyemata could be suspended for marijuana possession. Tyler Davidson is a free agent. Great signing. Great. This is the value signing I'm talking about with the Saints and how they've operated in free agency the last few years. That's your Saints free agency news today. You can find it at WWL.com. Go to the Saints tab. We got it all there for you. John in New Orleans. John, you want to weigh in here before we get to Larry Holder? Welcome to the show. Is it John in New Orleans? Thibodeau. John and Thibodeau.
John and Thibodeau?
Yeah, John and Thibodeau. What's up?
All right, Seth. I have a question for you. It was just something you said real quick. I went to ULL. And it was just something you said. You said don't call them ULL. And my question is, why wouldn't you call them ULL?
When they don't want to be called
ULM, ULM.
Well, I'm just doing what they want me to do, John. I'm not. That wasn't any shot at all. They have rebranded themselves UL, the University of Louisiana. So they don't want to be called ULL anymore.
Something we said real quick, and that's what they put on their hats. But my question is, But it always had Lafayette underneath it.
I mean, I get you. I appreciate the call, John. I mean, I take it up with them, not me. I mean, you say you went to ULL. I guess you agree with all the LSU fans. LSU fans are all over ULL or UL saying, I got to call them ULL. Don't let them rebrand. I'm just doing, like, they want to rebrand themselves. I got no problem with it. But, I guess we're getting mad about everything now, right? Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Does Will Wade's refusal to deny any wrongdoing concern you? Log on to WWL.com. Cast your vote there. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Larry Holder will join us to talk about all these Saints moves today here on The Last Lap. I stand up and get crunk. I guess maybe we can play it now. It was Chopper style this year. I don't know. That's what Logan brought it back with. All right, Logan. We'll give you a pass there. Welcome back to the show. Saints making a flurry of moves today, as expected. Wave 2.5, 2 to 3 of free agency. And you're going to hang out all that madness in wave 1, and here they are. And they signed Malcolm Brown. They re-signed Teddy Bridgewater. They restructured Drew Brees. All that happened within the last 24 hours or so. And on in to talk to us about it is Larry Holder, at Larry Holder on Twitter, of The Athletic. Covers the Saints, a little LSU there too. Larry, busy day for you, huh?
Yeah, and I assume tomorrow maybe not as busy tomorrow, but I'm sure we're probably going to hear some movement one way or the other on a couple of free agent visits that occurred with the Saints today outside of some of the signings.
So Teddy gets over $7 million, 7.25. We're waiting for all the details to come out about it, incentives or guaranteed money and all that, but that's a lot of money to pay a backup, and it certainly looks like they're ready to hand the keys over perhaps when Drew's done to Teddy, huh?
Well, the fact that the reporting around the numbers, that it's all guaranteed, I think that's a pretty significant deal, especially given the Saints' salary cap where they stand. They decided to put all that there. I mean, if it's a one-year deal, you have to. But so I don't know if this totally signifies that Teddy's the next guy. And honestly, the Brees, we start with breakfast with Brees, and then we get to dinner with Teddy, and you can mix them together and their deals, and Both of them don't exactly scream to me a whole sense of certainty of what we know is going to happen after this year. I mean, you look at Drew's deal, they added another voidable year, which gives them an opening. If Drew wants to stay, they could push more cap room into 2021. And then what do you do? Teddy's is not under contract after this year. And then also, if Drew walks, do the Saints extend Teddy? Look, I still think there's some unanswered questions here. And all we know is that Drew, his contract was able to help land Teddy, land Malcolm Brown, maybe some others, and Teddy's back. But outside of that, I don't really have total certainties after this year with everything that happened today.
And he turned down a chance to start in Miami to come here. There's very little precedent, Larry, in the NFL for a quarterback, especially one who's 26, kind of entering the prime of his career, to turn down a starting job to go be the backup. And I guess maybe it's the guaranteed money. Maybe it's you like the locker room. Maybe he wants to learn under Drew, or a combination of all those factors, perhaps.
Yeah, probably so. And it sounded like the first offer that Miami had was 2 years, $10 million. I mean, obviously the Saints gave him more in 1 year. And so, look, I think Teddy also sees an opportunity that after Drew, whenever that is, if it is next year, he's got ready-made offensive weapons, a ready-made offensive line. He knows the offense. The offensive coaches know him. I mean, it's definitely different than going to a first-year, first-ever head coach in Miami with uncertainty with your weapons and uncertainty with the offensive scheme as a whole.
Yeah, that's a good point. And Drew's contract, right about where you thought it might land here after the restructure and next year, like you mentioned, was it $21 million they're going to be on the hook for unless they push it back? Again, paying the piper in the future.
Well, the Saints have lived this way for as long as Mickey Loomis has been the general manager for the Saints, so this isn't some stunner. But, yeah, and it's $21 million. It's not all tied to 2020. It would be split basically almost, a touch, about $16 million would be in 2020, and about $5 million, maybe a little north of that, maybe closer to $6 million, would be in 2021. Now, if Drew comes back, you got to add a base salary on top of that cap hit, which to me, if Drew does that, you have another voidable year. You could push more into 2021. At some point, there's going to be a giant chunk of dead money. But I'm thinking at some point, the Saints are figuring they're going to have lower cap numbers in some other areas on their team. And, that's the dice that they're rolling here. I mean, we should be used to it by now.
Yeah, no doubt. It's Larry Holder of The Athletic here on The Last Lap, at Larry Holder on Twitter. And one of the deals, and maybe the deal I like the most that they did today, was Malcolm Brown. Yeah, hasn't lived up to his first-round draft status, but you're talking about a 25-year-old, huge body, can rush the passer a little bit on the inside, 3 years, $15 million deals. These are the value signings, Larry, that I love, and how they've changed their approach to free agency the last few years, looking for these kind of guys.
Yeah, it's one where you think, man, Malcolm Brown, that's all it costs. You're kind of wondering that. But look, he comes with certainly some questions. Is he going to be the starter? Yes. Do I think Tyler Davison is probably going to be playing elsewhere next year? Yes. So they basically have a new nose tackle. And people are asking, oh, Davison, oh, they should keep him because of Rankins. Look, Davison and Brown do not play the same position along the front as Rankins and David Onyemata. So you got to stop looking at it in those terms. Davison is a nose, strictly a nose. Brown is coming in to be strictly a nose. That's what they play. They would leave the field in pass rush situations. So you got to look at it that way. But, Brown, he could play well at times, and he can struggle at times. I mean, I think that's part of what it is. Look at it this way, that Malcolm Brown would have gotten a fifth-year tender because he's a first-round pick. The the Patriots didn't give him one. Not only did they not give him a fifth-year option, not only did they not give him that, they did not extend him after the end of his rookie contract. So it's a little buyer beware, but I mean, you know, you still think there's got to be some upside with this guy. You know, when he's playing well, he's certainly an upgrade over Tyler Davidson.
Really quickly, only about 30 seconds left. Alex Okafor does leave. Not really any surprise to me. That a big loss for this team?
Well, they need to fill that hole. I don't think Davenport's ready to be the end-all, be-all starter. That's why, earlier tonight, Ziggy Ansah had the news that he's in New Orleans right now on a visit. So that is another one of those risk-reward kind of signings that we're going to be curious to see. So Ziggy Ansah could be replacing Alex Okafor on this roster.
Yeah, keep an eye on that. What's going on at The Athletic? What you got for our listeners, man?
I mean, just about, I don't know, 10 minutes ago, I had my more complete thoughts of everything that's going on today and what might happen, later on down the line of free agency, from Drew Brees to Malcolm Brown to Ziggy Ansah to Teddy Bridgewater, all of it. You can go check out my thoughts, extended thoughts, at theathletic.com/New Orleans.
It's worth the price of admission there. I really mean that. Cup of coffee or two. Larry, always appreciate it, man. We'll probably talk to you again next week or two. Thanks so much.
All right, Seth. See you, buddy.
All right. At Larry Holder on Twitter. Again, theathletic.com. Larry Holder there. Back after this. We have lots of Saints coverage online for you at WWL.com. Just hit that Saints tab when you're there. You can also get all these on the radio.com app. It's your one-stop shop for WWL's Saints Free Agency Tracker, brought to you by the Hood Automotive Group. Everything automotive under one hood. Look, my big shout-out to Steve Geller, who has been absolutely a rock star in compiling all of this for us on the web this week. And you hear him on Sports Talk every day at about 5:10, recapping it all. Steve's the superstar. He really is. And one of the nicest guys in New Orleans sports media. So find all that online at WWL.com on the Saints tab. One more look at that Southeastern game. It's about to go final. About a minute left, 74-61. Lion up. Lions going to advance to the Southland Conference semifinal. They lead Central Arkansas by 13 points there. Tigers are going to be a one seed, and they are a one seed in the SEC tournament. First game is tomorrow against Florida. You can catch all the action on Tiger Radio, WWL, pregame 11:30, tip-off high noon. And then if the Gators fall to the Tigers, Tigers will play Saturday at noon. If LSU makes it to the SEC championship game, going to be Sunday at noon. And speaking of Sunday, you can join us here on WWL for a special Selection Sunday preview edition of It's Just Sports with myself and Scott Alexander, comprehensive NCAA basketball tournament breakdown, wrap up the season, preview March Madness, which teams are in and out, where will LSU be? Sunday morning starting at 10, going until, well, hopefully 11:30, because that means LSU would be playing in that title game. If not, we'll go until noon. So Teddy Bridgewater, who wants it to be a redo of what happened 13 years ago, he says on Twitter, with Drew Brees signed on this day, didn't sign with the Dolphins, instead signed with the Saints. Well, Teddy, nope, didn't sign with the Dolphins. He signs with the Saints. $7.25 million fully guaranteed to come here and be Drew Brees' backup when the season starts. Earlier today on Sports Talk, Teddy Bridgewater joined Zach Strief and Bobby Hebert. Here's that interview. That was A-plus stuff. Nice job, fellas, earlier tonight. Yeah, I don't always play stuff, not a lot, from Sports Talk unless it's, look, that good. And that was that good. And we're going to have one more. Latavius Murray, he was on their program earlier today. And this is for you, Saints fans. I mean, this is your show here. It's my name's on it. This is your show, though. And in the 10 o'clock hour, we'll have the newest Saints running back on with you. Speaking of Latavius Murray, Josh Katzenstein of NOLA.com and Times-Picayune had this on Twitter, at Jay Katzenstein. Latavius Murray said Mark Ingram reached out and congratulated him on his deal with the Saints, and Ingram offered to help him with whatever he needs as he adjusts to his new team. That's just awesome. It was a class act, Mark Ingram. One of the many reasons he will be missed here and in that Saints locker room. We're going to take a break. It's your calls now at 504-260-1870. That's the phone number. Area code 504-260-1870. Text line is 870-870. It's the last lap here on WWL. And welcome back to the show. Lots of news in Saints free agency today. Here's a text from the 504. The Saints have done a solid job in this year's free agency. I just hope they address the safety position. Someone like Grover Quinn or Eric Berry. What do you think? Eric Berry specifically injury prone, just not the same player he was before dealing with everything that he's gone through, including some off-the-field medical conditions. I don't know. I don't know what they'll address. I wouldn't mind Eric Berry here on a minimum type of contract, as they do need depth at that spot. Watch those names. And then the two guys they've been linked to and are visited the Saints today. Jared Cook earlier today visited the Saints. The 31-year-old tight end who had a nice year for Oakland last year, 68 receptions, nearly 900 yards, 6 touchdowns, but has only ever put up even remotely big numbers, and those aren't really big numbers at all. They're pretty good numbers for a tight end. They're certainly not Jimmy Graham at his prime or Gronk or Kelce or Ertz or anything like that. It would be more production the Saints got out of the tight end spot the last couple of years. But I'd just be concerned that Jared Cook, once he gets paid, his production has usually dropped off. As a matter of fact, it's always dropped off in his career. I'm not giving him a lot of money. I'm just not. Now, I know you have a need at that spot. I don't know if Jared Cook is the answer. Ziggy Ansah, the defensive end who played for the Detroit Lions his whole career until this year, just a monster size-wise, 6'6", 270, freak of nature kind of athlete, right side of 30, 29 years old, had just a 4 sacks last year, a little injury-riddled, the 12 sacks the year before that. Now, he would be a guy that if the Saints can fit him in salary cap-wise, I'd love. It's all about the money now. And when you give $7.25 million guaranteed for Teddy Bridgewater, then your cap space dwindles a little bit, even after you restructured Drew Brees. Larry Holder went over that earlier this hour. So watch out for that. Watch out for Jared Cook. Watch out for Ziggy Ansah. Those are the two spots they still have a need for, defensive line and tight end. It looks like that they'll look for receiving help in the draft or late in free agency. You mentioned safety earlier, offensive line depth. There'll still be players here the next couple of days. There's no doubt about it. Just because they didn't make any huge splash during the first 2 to 3 days of free agency, and I'm including the quote-unquote legal tampering period in that, I told you, that doesn't mean they're not going to be players here and not going to make some really good signings that'll help them in their pursuits of Super Bowl number 2. As well. Free agency, it's infant stages. Everybody, we live in such a quick news cycle and media cycle that it almost feels like free agency has been going on for a month now. It's been going on for 5 days, and in fact, if you count when they can actually sign, it's been going on for about 30 hours. That's it. It's been 30 hours since guys were actually allowed to sign. That's it. That's the lightning quick world that we live in this media news cycle. Text from the 228, are the Saints going to give Dez a second chance, or should they? Your thoughts. No, Dez is just that injury last year at his age. I would imagine that he's done. I would think. Anyways. We'll see. I mean, you know Dez wants to play. That's a competitor in him. I don't know if a team's really going to give him a shot other than the veteran minimum salary, nothing guaranteed, maybe a small signing bonus to come in and compete at camp. But he wasn't really on the field or wasn't on a field at all since 2017, a year and a half ago, and he's going to be 31 years old. A little injury-riddled, bigger guy, not fast anymore, has trouble separating from receivers, could be a good red zone target. I don't know. It's just one man's opinion. I just don't know if Dez is going to play anymore, but we'll see. We'll see. 504-260-1870, text line 870-870. Back after this on the last lap. Foods and Gumbo opinion poll at WWL.com. Does Will Wade's refusal to deny any wrongdoing concern you? And the reason that's up there is because, well, that's what he did. Released a statement today. Seemed pretty fired up in that statement, sent it to a bunch of media outlets, including Sports Illustrated, with Ross Dellinger on earlier, but not once, and really not once throughout this process. And look, Tom Skinner, the legal counsel for LSU, in-house counsel, said the same thing. Nowhere has Will Wade in the last week denied any wrongdoing, and I don't often just like to parrot what they're saying at these, you know, on campus, but I was talking about that before I saw his response, and that's just the truth. I mean, you can be true, and multiple people can say the same thing. So does it concern you? 54% are saying no. It's flip-flopped. It was 54% saying yes about 30 minutes ago. Right now, 54% saying no. 46% saying yes. That's drastically different than the polls we put up there earlier this week on should Will Wade coach, still be coaching. We had about 80% of you saying he should still be coaching. So a lot of the crossover there means that even the people who believe he should be coaching, a lot of you concerned that he's making these statements saying, you know, it's my constitutional rights, but never saying, I never did anything wrong. I would be concerned too. Here's a text from the 504 So-So Free Agency. Who are we kidding? No big shakes this year. I mean, you don't have to land these guys with monster deals to have a good free agency period. I thought they've had good free agency periods the last two or three years. Look at last year. I believe we were having the same conversations with the audience last year. Oh, Saints, terrible free agency period. They didn't sign anybody big. They didn't make any splashes like the Rams did. Well, they signed DeMario Davis, who turned out to be possibly the best free agent signing in the league last year. Text from the 404, what draft picks do the Saints have? They've got one in the third round. That's it. In the first four rounds, anyways. In the fifth, sixth, and seventh. One more hour of the show coming back next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.